Torway, North West London, Friday, Chof Teves, 17th of January, Harav Daniel Rowe, Pekido and Gu'ulo.
Good morning. I think it is a topic to talk about, which is really, let's begin it this way. We know these are the parashios that are going to create Klal Yisrael. They're going to create out of, instead of being a mishpacha, just a family of Bnei Yisrael, we're going to get an Am, we're going to get an actual people that's going to be Mekabel Torah, the Golus, the exile in Mitzrayim, and the Geula. But what's interesting about the whole, at least really from Revi till the end of Parashat Shemos, is that an entire Mahalach happens, basically an entire attempt happens to get Geulas Mitzrayim that ends in very significant failure. And it's interesting, of course, obviously in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, we're not Mesiachas, we start straight from Vanitzak and Hashem, like Avaseinu, straight from when we cry out, straight to the Geula. And so really we have to ask, what is the purpose? What am I referring to? So of course, right at the end of, after Moshe Rabbeinu spoke, really after the whole of Revi, when Moshe Rabbeinu's backwards and forwards to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we get to the moment where the people are ready. Moshe's gone back to Mitzrayim. He's told them Pakoid Pakadati. He's given them the oasis. He's done all these things. And they're ready to go. And then we have the following. The Moshe, the people start moving. There begins this whole mass movement. Vayamein Ha'am, the people that they believe in, Vayishmu, they keep Pakad Hashem B'nei Yisrael. There's been a Pakidah. This is happening. Hashem's going to redeem the people. Chiras, Anyam, Vayikdavish, they're very excited. And then the next pasuk says, Va'acha, right at Shri, Va'acha, Bo Moshe Va'aron. And then, after that, Moshe and Aaron came. But Moshe's got the whole people excited. He's got the Zikanei Yisrael excited. They're all supposed to be marching together on this great march to freedom. What happens? Okay, so the people were supposed to go up to a certain point and lead a big protest. And then Paro would have no choice but to let a delegation in, and all the Zakenim would come in, and this would be the Geula. And Rashi says, Aval HaZakenim, Nishmato Echad Echad, one after another slips away, Malchum Eshavaron, until eventually, that's what happens, it's almost like a punishment for it, Harasina, they also don't get to go up. It's a Tanchumo, speaks out to Medrash Rabbah as well. So it's interesting that there was a plan A, and plan A fails. And of course, then we know how the dialogue then continues, and how Paro manipulates the entire situation. This would-be mass march and would-be mass delegation falls apart, fails. It's just Moshe and Aaron locked in a room with Paro. Paro goes out there, makes life harder for everybody. And then we have the kind of disastrous end where the people themselves, the Shoitrim, the Yifkus, Moshe, and Aaron, it's sovereignly across them, and they come, they meet them, but say some, may his pride of a Yomer Lehem, Yera Hashem Aleichem, Hashem should look upon you, the Yishpoit Hashem, Vashtem Esrechenu, that you've made, he should judge you, for the way you've made our sent, horrible, Be'enei Paro, Be'enei Avodim, in front of Paro and all his Avodim, things were okay till you came along, we were all fine. Lord says, "Cherub Yodim, you're given a sword in their hands, Laragenu." And then Moshe Rabbeinu himself turns around. Yashem Moshe Hashem v'yima. He says, "Lo Meiros Lo Mazeh." Hashem, "Lo Meiros Lo Mazeh." Why have you done this? Lo Mazeh Shlachtoni. Why have you even sent me? Ma'os Bosi Apar LeDaber B'Shmecha. Heira Lo Mazeh. But say Lo Itzalta Samecha. You made things worse. You haven't saved anybody. And in fact, the Medrash Rabbah says, "Amazing." Moshe Rabbeinu went back to Midian for 6 months. We read the next passage. Vayom Hashem Moshe, Atah Sirah, now you'll see. Okay, plan A failed. I'll show you now how things are going to work. I've got another plan. Ki v'yot chazoki yishalchem, v'yot chazoki yigoshem arzeh. That's how we end the sedra. In between, there's a 6-month gap, says the Medrash. But Moshe Rabbeinu is now back in Midian, having been failed. He's like a... It appears to everybody like this false Messiah. Everybody's now angry and upset. Next time they can't even listen to him. They just don't even have the patience to hear that. What was the purpose of this whole episode to lead to one big colossal failure? And then Geula, why not go straight from Vanitza Gelashem and Gevaseinu straight to Geulas Mitzrayim? Why don't we straight away start with Vo'era? What is the purpose of this entire movement that fails? Now, you could ask, you could answer, we could begin an answer, I should say, it won't be the complete answer, by pointing out that in fact, this never really was the original plan. If we listen very, very carefully, we know that from Ravi all the way through Chamishi, Shishi, we know there's this enormously long dialogue when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is persuading Moshe for a whole week, and he's responding with different tainas, five of them we have in the Chumash, and the response HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives. And ordinarily, we learn pretty simply that it's Moshe's objections, and Hashem keeps reassuring him or keeps undoing the objections, and that's it. And eventually we go back to the original plan. But if we listen carefully to Rashi and to the Midrashim, it turns out it's not quite so simple. Let's just pay attention. Right away, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to him at the Sinai, and he says like this, V'atah in etzakas b'nei Yisrael, I'm in Pasuk Tes, a paragimel, the cry of b'nei Yisrael bar Eli has come to me, V'gamra, Isias alachatz Hashem Mitzrayim, Leuchat Zemes, I've seen the pressures they're under, V'atah l'cha, V'eshlochacha al Paroi, and now go, and I will send you to Paroi, V'hoitzi asami b'nei Yisrael, Mitzrayim, and bring out the people. So, there's nothing over here about Zakenim. There's nothing over here about a big movement. There's nothing over here about a matter about... Oh, it's nothing. This is simple. In fact, we could have gone straight to Parashas Va'era. Moshe Rabbeinu could have gone to Paro, told him Shlach, to send out my people. That's it. They send out the people, Yavduni, and they'll serve me. And this could have been the next pasuk, pretty much. But Moshe says, first, Mi'anoichi Hashem says, I'll be with you. And then he says, the Pasuk Yigimu, Vayomu Moshe Lelekim, Hinei Anoichi Ba'el B'nei Yisrael, Va'amarti Lohem, okay, I know how I'm going to do this. I will come to B'nei Yisrael, I'm going to say, Elokei Avaseichem Shalachani Aleichem, I can see how to map this one out. I think if we get them all excited, we could really get a great movement going. But then he says, but now I can just imagine what they're going to say. Mashemoy. So now, okay, I can map this out, but now I'm stuck. What do I say when they say, what's the name of the God of your ancestors? I didn't grow up with the people. What do we say? So Hashem says, okay, you want to do it that way? I'll tell you what to say. This is the name to use. Says Rashi, because by the end of the pasuk he changes it. Rashi says, no, Moshe turned around in the middle and said, what does it mean the first name? Just like I'll be with them now, I'll be with them in future Torahs. No, let's not talk about the future. I think that's not a great plan. Let's just talk about the present. Okay, so Hashem, fine, we'll just talk about present Torahs. In other words, every time Moshe is saying, I've got this plan, I've got that plan, Hashem says, fine, here's how you want to do it. This is the best mahalach within your approach, but I never asked for this. In case you think that's stretching it, I'll show you what happens next. Listen to what happens next. Then what happens is, the Moshe then says, he says, actually, I disagree with this as well. Right? So then Hashem says, Lecha, okay, you know what, if you're going to do this, first, if you're going to reach the people, go through the Zakenim and tell them, Hashem, Lekei Avasechem, Nira Elayah, Lekei Avraham, Yitzchav Yaakov, Lema, Pokoid Pokadati Aslam. Use those words. Say Pokoid Pokadati. I'll redeem you, or I've taken account of you, and everything Mitzrayim have done. Fine. And they'll listen, Shomer Lekolecho, they'll listen to you. If that's how you want to do it, this is the way. But you should know, of course, on Yodati, Ki Lo Yitein Eschem Melech Mitzrayim, it won't really work. Paro won't really listen. But okay, Sholach Yis Yadi, I'll send out my hand, the Kesis Mitzrayim, and I'll give them Nakos, and eventually I'll send them out. And they'll give you even the Chenom, they'll give you wonderful gifts as you go. And then, Vayan Moshe says, Vayomer Vehein Lo Yaminu Li. Actually, on second thought, I think this is not going to work this way. The people won't just believe me with your speech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I need something else. Fine. Okay, so he starts to give him the oisus. The Medrash Rabbah says, so what are all these oisus? The stick and the matter and the hand that becomes saraz and the mind that the down in the water. All these different signs, says the Medrash Rabbah. He says, "Hein lo yaminu li miyad shiva Kodesh Baruch Hu ba shitasoi." HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Okay, I'll do it according to your plan." In other words, all of this dialogue is Moshe saying, "I want to do it this way." Hashem says, "Fine, if you're going to do it this way, this is the best way to do it." But now I'm going to go to the people. Okay, so then use this name. But then we'll remind the other gods. Fine, so use that name. But then I don't think that's going to be enough. Okay, so let's use Oysus and Mosim as well. Everything, says the Medrash, is Moshe Rabbeinu's driving this entire process. This was never part of Plan A. Plan A, go to Paro. Plan B is use this name and inspire the people. Plan C, use a different name to inspire the people. Plan D, let's use some Oysus and Mosim as well while we're at it. And then what happens is, as we go by to look at Pasuk Yud Gimel of Perek Dalet, no, please send somebody else, which means Aaron. Can we not involve Aaron in this piece of the story? We're already going to get the whole people going and Paro, but maybe we need... So, yes, he gets upset with him, but he listens. Yes, fine. He'll also do it. So once again, an adjustment to the plan. And then if we think of the strongest words of all, where Moshe Rabbeinu says, really undoes the whole thing. The whole original plan was go to Paro. Vayoyimah Moshe Hashem back in Pasuk Yud. Biadoni loy ish tevorim anoichi. I'm not a man of words. Gam itzmol, gam shilshem. I've never been a man of words. In other words, this entire week began with you saying, let's talk to Paro. And I said, okay, we need a movement and a delegation, and here's how we're going to inspire them, and here's how we're going to do the miracles for them, and here's how we're going to do this and that and the other. And now that I think about it, Moshe Rabbeinu, this shouldn't be a supplement to your plan of words. It should not be, let's get rid of the words altogether. Listen to what the Medrash says. What does it mean, says the Medrash Rabbi, of Lo Yishroi Menoch, I'm not a man of words. Eini Roya Kan Dvarim, I don't see what words I could possibly use over here. Ki Adam Shani Hoylech Hatzik, because the guy I'm going to speak to, Evidu, he's like an Evidu, he can't be reasoned with. The Eino Mekaba Musa. Shenem, I like to put b'dvorim, lo yusar eved, pasuk in Mishlei. You don't try and reason with an eved, use force. There's some people you can't reason with. Paro is one of them. So I've got the movement idea in place. We've kind of worked that out to inspire B'nai Sol. Maybe let's forget the negotiation phase altogether. And the Medrash carries on later, says, and that's why Hashem says, esamata azati kach b'yodecha. Amarta, you said Moshe, that the b'dvarim lo yisrael, you say the speaking's not going to work. Okay, so ma aysen eved. So what do you do then? Roiden aysen. You want to use force? Fine. Take this makal. Use a stick. Right? Kach atar kach asamatashe tiasrenu boy. So fine. So you'll take the stick. You'll threaten him. You'll hit him. You'll beat him. That's how we'll do it. Isn't this incredible? In other words, what the Medrash says actually it's posh pshat in the Torah. Is every time Moshe Rabbeinu is adjusting the plan, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu adjusts with him, having let him know that it's going to fail. In fact, the Medrash goes so far as to say the following. It's very beautiful when you read through the we don't always get time to read the Medrash Rabbah, but when one does, there's Dvorim Nifloim. The Medrash says as follows. I'm just going to read a little line over here. Where the Medrash used the following words. It talks about the Pasuk in Koheles, in Perek Beis. It says, "Mi Adam Shiavoy Achrei Melech." Who challenges the king? And the Medrash says there's two. One of them is Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem really told him it's not going to work. But Moshe Lo Shomar Esadav Azeh El Abal Ischakim Agzei Rosh Shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu was being on whatever level. Mischakim on the Gzei Rosh Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He's got a different plan, a different mahalach. So you could say, in that case, it's pretty simple why it fails. The failure is nothing more than, this should never have been done in the first place. Really, what should have happened is we should have gone straight from the beginning of the snap and straight into Parshas Va'era. It's only because Moshe Rabbeinu adjusted the plan that we have to first go through this whole process, let the thing lead to failure, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says at the end, fine, now let's do it my way. That's what we might think if we learn the Medrash and the Rashis like that. But there are a number of problems, or let's just say that's an important observation, but it's clearly not the full picture. Why? Because the matter is an important part of the story. We do need it. The Makos were all along going to be an important part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'motzi as B'nai Yisrael. Aaron was always going to be an important part, and perhaps strongest of all, the words pokoid, pokadati, the words HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Moshe, telling him how to inspire Klal Yisrael, how to... was there all along. It's part of the story from the beginning. Rashi brings it over here. that, and of course, it's the words that we hear right at the end of Bereshis, almost the last words of Sefer Bereshis. Right at the end of Vayechi, Vayoyim Yosef Elechov, Anoichi Meis, Vayolekim Pakoid Yivkoid Eschem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will redeem you, he'll remember you. He made a shavuah. Leimor saying, "Pokoid yifkoid elokim eschem." He will surely be poiked you. And then you shall raise my bones from this. And that is, in fact, what Rashi says. Rashi says, in when he uses those words, Rashi brings the Medrash that. It says like this, V'shom l'kelech, they listen to your voice when you use these words, pokoid pokadati, ma'aleim, v'kivin sh'toyim aleim loshen zeh, when you use this word, it's miyad, yishmu l'kelech, they'll immediately listen to you. Shekva simen zeh mosa b'yodo mi'yakov v'mi'yosef, because this has already been handed down, it says, Messiah going from Yaakov to Yosef. And that's what he said, Yaakov says, v'lekim pokoid yifkoid eschem, Yosef says, "Pokoid yifkoid elokim eschem." So actually, according to Rashi, these two different psukim are two different generations. And the Messiah from Yaakov, the Messiah from Yosef. The Pirkei of Eliezer says it goes back even further. Lo nimshu oisis el al Avram Avinu. This was a secret word, a secret phrase that went all the way back to Avram. Avram Avinu Masoran li Yitzchak. He gave them to Yitzchak. Yitzchak Masoran li Yaakov. Every generation they knew there's going to be this pay, says the Medrash. Pokoid pokadati. Yaakov Masoran li Yosef. Yosef Masoran Li Echov. Yosef heard it from Yaakov. He teaches it to the brothers. Asher ben Yaakov. Asher Masa Soid Hagu'ula. He gave the secret to Serach Bas Asher. Kshabo Moshe Aaron Eitz Zikne. So when Moshe and Aaron came to the elders, for Osu Oislene, they did all the miracles. Holchu Zikne Saw, they all knew to go Eitz Zikne Osam to the matriarch, Serach Bas Asher. For Omrulo, they said, well, he's this incredible guy here, but he's done all these amazing miracles, he's turned a stick into a snake. She said, just ignore him. They said, oh, he said to us, he said there's going to be the time of Pekita, there's going to be his time of Hashem remembering us. She says, if that's what he said, who are Ish? It's him. He's the one. She'asid ligoles esom in Mitzrayim. She'kach shamati. This is what I heard. Me'abo. Pei ve'pei. Pokoid pokad shenema. Pokoid pokad v'yeshem. Miyad ha'aminu on belakim v'moshe. And the people are suddenly awakened and excited. They know v'yamein ha'am v'yishmu ki pokad Hashem es b'nei Yisrael. So this is something that was a plan all along. We can't say this is something that Moshe Rabbeinu suddenly innovated. This has been there from the beginning. Which means we now have two major questions. Number one, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu not start this way? If this was the plan from the beginning, why did he have to wait for Moshe Rabbeinu to ask him all these questions to give it to him? And then number two, why when it all finally happens, does it fail? This should have been the simon. Get the people excited. You didn't need Pokoid Pokadati to go to Paro and do Makos. You need Pokoid Pokadati to awaken Bnei Yisrael. But why awaken them if it's going to fail? By the way, the same thing happens, exactly the same thing, with the second Geula. The next time we come back to Eretz Yisrael, Yirmiyahu says before we go into Golus in Perek Chof Tes. This I had to be told many times when I used to be in Yerushalayim and hear Shira and the Pasha from Rav Weinberg, the Tzushtam, this is absolutely beautiful. Because listen to exactly the same thing. Yirmiyahu says in Perek Chof Tes, Pasuk Yud, Ki choyo ma Hashem, ki lefi melois lebovel, Shivim Shana, when we finish the 70-year Golus, Ef Goyd Eschem, I will be poikage you. I will come back and redeem you. And in fact, amazingly enough, the Geula begins in the beginning of Sefer Ezra, in the first year of Koresh Melech Poras. And what does Poras, what does Koresh say? Koyama Koresh Melech Poras, Kol Mam Lechoyz Oretz Nosan Li Hashem Elekei Shemayim, Hashem God of Heaven has given me everything. V'hu Pokad Eilai. Same word. He's done a pekida for me. He's awakened me. He's commanded me. Live nois loy bais v'yushalayim asher b'yehuda. Exactly the same. Two pekida. So this is absolutely essential to Geula. However, this one also fails. Right? A few prokhim later read in Daniel about how they the interdicting forces got in the way. The Persians, Azalu Bevil is already in the end of Perek Dalet of Ezra, sorry. Bevil Yushalayim al Yudai Uvatilu Himoi Be'edra V'choyel. They managed to forcibly and with power end the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Be'edai Matelas Avidas Beis HaLakor Yushalayim. They managed to stop the Binyan of Ice. It stays frozen until the second year of Dariavish Melech Paras. 16 years, the whole project fizzles out, fails, and he's going to need Ezra to come, he's going to need the Chemid to come, he's going to need a whole bunch of things to make this work. So once again, you have in both cases, Pokoi Pokadati, a Pakida, some kind of something, this simon is passed down. We begin a Geula process, and then it fails, and then something else comes in and saves us. So this is not a coincidence, this is not something went wrong here. This seems to be essential to the whole structure of things. And the clue, he pointed out, is here in the Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah in Daf Yud Beis says that there's a contradiction. If we try and work out, Yirmiyahu, as I just quoted, said there'll be 70 years from Bavel, whereas Daniel says, different thing. He says, there'll be 70 years from Churban Yerushalayim, from the destruction of Yerushalayim. They're actually two different events at two different times. The Churban Habayis happens after already most of Klal Yisrael has been sent into Golos. And so, Yirmiyahu says there's going to be 70 years from the original starting the Golos. Daniel says it's going to be 70 years, was really meant to be after he's been up a Sforim, after he realized it hadn't worked out. He goes back and realizes actually 70 years from the Churban. So you could learn, okay, they misunderstood the Divrei Yirmiyahu, maybe Yirmiyahu meant from the Churban and they got it miscalculated, and that's what Daniel means when he says, I went back and I recalculated, but that's not what the Gemara says. Amarava Lifkida Ba'alma. It's two different cheshbonos, two different 70 years. Yirmiyahu is telling you 70 years from the beginning of going into Golos until a moment called Pakida. Kairos will say Hashem, that's what Yirmiyahu said, right? He said there'll be a Pakida. And there'll be some kind of remembering. And Kairos said that, yeah, I was Pokad, the other meaning of Pakida. I've been instructed. This is it. This is the moment. That's one thing. Daniel's talking about Churban Habayis, 70 years till the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. That's a different cheshbon. Geula, that's a different story. Pakida's one thing, Geula's another thing. Now you think, what Geula I understand, that's redemption, that's you get out of Mitzrayim. Geula means you build the Beis HaMikdash. Geula, we understand what that is. So what is this Pakida then? What we've discovered here is something unbelievable. Parashat Shmos is getting us a moment of Pakida, some awakening, just like happens with Koresh, some awakening, some moment, something that inspires Klal Yisrael, something that leads us forward, and then fails. And then Geula happens, then we get the redemption. So the Maharal tells us, it's one of the Yesodes, the Maharals in the Gevurot, and brings also in different ways in the Pirush on Chumash, in the Gur Arya. He tells us that the whole of Yetzias Mitzrayim is a part of breaking down something within Klal Yisrael. We know that Avraham Avinu asked the question, "Bamaya Dekir Hashana, how do I know I'm going to inherit Eretz Yisrael?" And Avraham Avinu is given a vision of the Bris Bein Abesorim. Rashi says he's asking Shema Yigro Mechet. He can't ask. Kosh Baruch Hu promises you, yes, but Eretz Yisrael is something you have to always be zoichet to. You have to always earn. Rashi in the beginning of the Torah. The Medrash that Hashem will give it to you, Yosha Be'enov. Whoever is fitting in his eyes, that's what it means to be Yoyrish Eretz Yisrael. Has to be, you deserve it. So Shema Yigre Mechait, Kaisel can't, you can tell me they don't have free will anymore, they're a Bechira. If they do, then they can lose Eretz Yisrael. On that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, shows him a vision of the Bris Bein Avesorim. It's true, there might be a Grom HaSachait, they might do things wrong, but there's Korban. They have a way of doing Tshuva and getting Kapara, they have a way of atoning. But the problem with that is, that's very well if the chait is superficial. What happens if it starts to get into the core of the person? You can operate, if you can have a korban as an operating mechanism. If a person gets a gangrenous chasholem end of a finger, worst case, you can amputate it, the person can live. But you can't amputate a heart. Right, okay, nowadays you can transplant, but let's say, best, you can't amputate a brain. At this stage, we still can't transplant one. You can't take something that's deep inside the person. Say, if the chait is deep inside the soul, it won't help. On that, he says, Yadoa teidaki geri azarach oberetz lo lohem bavodim v'ino yisam arba me'ez shono. That I will put them through this process called Mitzrayim. Because, be'etzem Avraham Avinu, you've already developed a shoresh, a kernel, something that is so beautiful and powerful and dovak b'Hashem. Ki yadatim l'man ashe yitzavas bonavas b'nei beis acharav. I know you're already going to ensure, v'shomer derech Hashem, that you're going to ensure that you've got this perpetual relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It won't necessarily be every child, but it'll go through Yitzchaki, b'Yitzchaki karei l'chazara, through Yaakov, through eventually the mitos Hashem, where Yaakov can build a family where everybody follows him. And then we plant it in Mitzrayim, and in Mitzrayim will be stripped away every single zechus kiyum, everything you can live by except for this. You will lose your political possibility of existing. You will lose your possibility that would have been Vodin forever. You'd lose your spiritual possibility of existing as far as normal Zechuyos go. Mem Tesh Shari Tumah. You will lose everything except, like the seed planted in the ground that decomposes, and everything is gone except the most important bit. At the moment of greatest decomposition, the shoots of the plant start to grow. The Geula starts to grow. It starts to plant upwards. Says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avraham Avinu, you have a core that is pure. I will create a situation where everything else is gone. And when the only existence you have is Vanitzak El Hashem Elokei Avoseinu, is that you cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that you're willing to jump and connect to that which is above the physical laws, the natural laws, and the spiritual laws. And that will be the essence of the people. And from that moment onwards, we may lose individuals, but Klal Yisrael will never be lost. Yes, there may be Igra Machait, there may be Chatoim, but it will never be the essence of who they are. The essence of Yisrael will always be its Dveikus Ba'Hashem. So what is a Pekidah? A Pekidah begins when they cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Vanitzak refers to earlier in the parasha when they cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But now comes something incredible. Pekidah. Moshe Rabbeinu says, okay, so I've got to start inspiring the people. Hashem says, yes. I want to let you know from the beginning what's really going to work. You're going to go to Paro. Moshe has got to speak to people. Hashem says, yes, you're right. Let's do this. Let's awaken Klal Yisrael. Prepare for their Geula. They have to be ready to go. But what will happen is, Moshe says, but maybe we should build a political movement. Okay, if that's where you're holding, then we haven't quite finished the Vanitzak and Hashem Elokei Avoseinu. We're still holding on to, of course, the Ikar is our relationship with Yaakov Shbrocha, but we're also going to have a moral argument for our rights to be there. We're also going to have a political protest movement. And that will also, that's our status, that will help us. And there are times for major status, Baba Hashem. There's a time for Chanukah Melchama. But not when it comes to the moment of creating Klal Yisrael and the moment of creating Geula. Let's awaken with that Pekidah, but then we have to let all those other bits drop. The mass movement, you want to do it? Fantastic. The people get to the point of Emunah, fantastic. But now let's let that protest march peter out. Let's watch and notice that it all fails. You have no moral power argument that will persuade Paro to get you there. You have no political movement that can get you there. No power whatsoever. And now that you've shedded all of that, and now that the seed has decomposed, now you're ready, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for it to be nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoido v'atzma. Now we'll go straight to Paroi, and now we'll do all of these things. And in fact, that's more or less the word that Daniel says. Okay, we're out of time, but look it up yourself. You'll see the words that Daniel says when he does the cheshbon again, and he actually uses the words of the Tachanunim, where he essentially says, we've been choita, and it's all you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like you took us out of Mitzrayim. In other words, Pekidah is crucial. Pekidah is now really putting the seed into the soil in the deepest way. Pekidah is saying, we're ready to come to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then Shem says, fine, if there's been the Issarus of the Desata, if you've awakened up with that Tzaakah, let's purify it. Let's rid it of any other component. It may take a 16-year process to get rid of everything else. You've got the right thing. You've just put a few extra bits in. That's what Pekidah always will have. Pekidah is like a pregnancy. It's not a birth yet. There's still a bit of a process to happen. But it's beginning. The Am is inspired. The people are inspired. We're ready to be tzoik to Hashem. We're ready to jump to Hashem. We just think we have some other components too. Hashem says, if you want the full Geula, you have to drop all those other little bits. You have to drop all your other zechuyas. And you have to be absolutely, so long as you're still holding on to doing it your way, I can't do it, says Hashem. The moment you're willing to let it all go, I'm ready to come in and lift you all the way up. And this is true on the level of Klal Yisrael every time we want a Geula, and it's true in our tefillos on the level of the Yachid too. Lego Machane Ephraim famously says that all Yitzias Mitzrayim is the individual is manifest and replicated every time individual needs to be Yotze Mitzrayim, when we have to get out of our limits and boundaries, that ultimately, yes, of course, there's Avodas HaEshtadlus, there's another different parasha, but as far as our tefillah goes, as far as our Tza'aka al Hashem goes, it's so long as we're still telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu how to do things, that's not the way to be. When we want those Geulas, we have to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll do it entirely your way. We're mevatel entirely. And then the Nisim and Niflaos can take place. But Ezra Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mezaka all of us with the Pekida and the ability to then be Nisoira within ourselves to the Tza'aka to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Dovak by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then to really let Him run, guide, and build our lives individually and as Klal Yisrael to be Zeicha to Yeshua and the Guru.